Olympic Training Center, which he doesn't want to repeat. I was a balled up testosterone kid with no training. It was snowed in and locked into a cage at the Olympic Training Center. So we had a very good introduction. But it is for me as a cyclist, and looking back at my start of cycling, it is really a special day for even to have the privilege to be asked to honor Major Taylor. Because when I look back at when I started cycling in 1976, I kind of didn't even know about the sport. I was a skier, wanted to get the shape for cycling, got into it. When I first started winning races, I heard about the Tour de France. And, you know, it was probably within 6 months, maybe a year of racing, that my great-grandmother was born in 1888. She said, "Oh, yeah, I remember. Cycling was really big when I was growing up." And she talked about the six-day races. It turns out my great-grandmother's cousin was a manager, a trainer for some six-day racers back in 1910, 1920s. But it was really still almost 2 years, 3 years later of racing that I heard about Major Taylor. Probably 78, 79, I think it was, I'm sorry, I'm having this rider from my wife knows his name, and I'm having a total mind blank. But when I started reading about Major Taylor and seeing what, you know, if you got to understand where cycling was back in the turn of the century, in the early, you know, 1910, 1920s, it was the top sport. Remember, the Olympic movement started in the 1890s. The Tour de France started in 1903. And the sport at the time was cycling. And it was a sport dominated by white men, Western Europeans, Americans. And to think, if I just remember showing up to my first race at 16 from the West Coast to the East Coast and feeling so out of place, like almost wet my pants, just hearing the coach telling me how they're going to select the world team. And that was, you know, coming from the West Coast to the East Coast, to imagine Major Taylor at a young age of 17, 18, showing up race against a crowd of, especially this time post-Civil War in Indiana, with a lot of white racers, and then dominating and, you know, really pulling all this attention to himself. I know what it feels like just to be kind of a target, but a target, it is a competitor, but to be a target of racial discrimination, I think what really, to me, separates Major Taylor to any other athlete, and probably there's not just Major Taylor, any athlete who's ever had to overcome discrimination. You know, I think we all, the world has improved dramatically, but there's still discrimination going on today. To have to face that, sport's hard enough as it is, or life is hard enough as it is, but to have to go through that additional emotional trauma is really what separates people. And I think that what Major Taylor's, you know, everybody looks at winning the Tour de France seems like a great exploit, and it is, but it's very self-centered and narcissistic. It's, you know, my goal to do that, and you know, one is focused on that goal, and there's a lot of self-gratification in it, and you get something back, and that's part of what creates determination, goal setting. But what separates Major Taylor, and I think there are very few athletes that have what I call courage. And courage is really the ability to stand up for what you believe in spite of the naysayers, in spite of the shame, of the public humiliation. That's what really Major Taylor jumps away from the pack from anybody else. He was able to endure in a sport that was very competitive. When we talk about the combinations or the combines of the working against each other, that happens in cycling just normally because there's drafting. To think that he had the normal challenge that a bike racer has, but in addition to physical, he had physical threats, political threats, backhanded deals against him. His makes his career that much more remarkable, and it truly is. I hope this statue can be a symbol of hope and most importantly courage. And I think it. I hope that the Taylor family can look at, and I wish Major was here today, but hopefully this year will be, I think it is remarkable in the last 100 years. We got a president that might, during a presidential race, that could have the first black man as a president. And I think if this happens this year and Obama wins, I'm voting for Obama still. But it would be a major, major, I think, historical year. I really believe it. I'm glad that Edwin Moses really pointed out that he's on the list. For Major Taylor, it's like Muhammad Ali having a career and then being eclipsed by a war. Excuse me. And everybody's forgotten about him for 100 years. And it is really an honor to be here. And I can't wait to see the statue. And I do hope that it does inspire others to overcome and think about other humans as humans, not by race or color. Thank you.